It's Marketplace Tech for May 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. With Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference coming next month, there's a lot of talk about what big announcements the company will make this year. Maybe a new Apple Watch that's not tethered to your phone, maybe a new iPhone 7. Tim Cook's Apple also has plenty of opportunities to fix things. Top of that list for some is Apple Music. The streaming service is thought to have around 11 million paying users, but it has some usability issues. Our friend and Apple Music user Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET, has been looking at this. Lindsay, what's the issue with Apple Music?
Apple Music is confusing. How do you get files locally? How do you keep files local? How do you shuffle everything? Long time coming. There are lots of different reports about what's going to be involved with this overhaul. One of them is that the Connect feature, which is supposed to feature, you know, cool, new, exclusive, interesting things from various artists, is just going to go away.
Because boring.
Because artists aren't using it. They're right. Not putting anything interesting on there. Nobody's getting what they really want, which probably is lyrics.
Yeah.
One of the rumored updates to Apple Music will be that you'll get lyrics.
How important are things like Apple Music to Apple overall?
Apple Music and the App Store in general, services across the board, are becoming more and more important to Apple because the market for smartphones and the iPhone specifically is reaching a certain degree of saturation, right? And unfortunately, Apple's history in creating services is not great. Think about Apple Maps. Often Apple waits until somebody else creates something that's really good and then comes in behind it and recreates the same product. Mm. In the hardware world, Apple is really good at doing that. Apple is not good necessarily at doing this with software or services. It doesn't seem to be where Apple's strengths lie. And so Apple's having to do a lot of work now to catch up there.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
Software eats the world, as they say, whether you're talking Apple services or self-driving vehicles. The German government-operated rail system Deutsche Bahn is officially planning to introduce multimodal mobility into its system. Translation, self-driving vehicles that could pick you up at the train station and bring you wherever you're headed next. The proposed fleet of vehicles in Germany would be the first nationwide service. The future is soon. Hi, Ben Johnson here. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. We give you context on business and technology in your life. Some context on us. We are a nonprofit service and we rely on donations, call it old school crowdfunding. Your gift in any amount will automatically be doubled this month thanks to the generosity of Newman's Own Foundation. We've also made some awesome Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses as a thank you to donators. You can donate today at marketplace.org. Entrepreneur Chet Kanoja is good at making products that threaten the status quo. His former company, Aereo, rented you a kind of digital antenna that would deliver live television to your phone. Broadcasters weren't happy, and Aereo went all the way to the Supreme Court before losing and being put out of commission. Kanoja disappeared and has now reappeared with a new company called Starry. Starry makes two products. One is a Starry station. Think of it like a wireless router with a touchscreen on it that lets you understand your Wi-Fi signal and troubleshoot problems instead of watching the blinky lights go out and having to call your service provider. The other product is Starry Internet. It uses millimeter waves to give you a stronger internet signal in your home. Kanoja came by to talk about his new products as Starry's CEO. Chet, thanks for coming in.
Hi, how are you?
High frequency millimeter wave technology. Help
what on earth is
help
that?
Me.
Right? If you think about spectrum, you know, there are different properties at different frequencies. Above microwave is millimeter wave.
Millimeter wave, it's not being used right now, or it's not being used in this way?
It's not being used in this way. They are used. They've been typically used for point-to-point communication, so okay. Between cell towers or cell base stations.
You've got a piece of the technology that's outside. You've also got a piece that's inside, right?
Yes. So the architecture is, you want to sort of think about it as a set of small, very compact base stations that are distributed throughout the city.
Okay.
And they blanket the city with coverage of this spectrum.
And are you setting these up, your company?
Yes, think of it as our network build-out. And then the consumer has a device in their home. One of the problems with these millimeter waves, they're great at carrying lots and lots of data, but they are terrible at going inside your house. So we have a transceiver, a little soda can-like cylinder.
Okay.
That actually sits either in your window or you can mount it on your outside wall. And that allows you to bring the signal inside, and it's then distributed inside the house as a Wi-Fi signal through a Wi-Fi base station.
Right. So tell me about that Starry station.
As we were looking at and saying, okay, what's going on today is most people struggle with their Wi-Fi at home. So we said, why don't we create a new device that is a smart Wi-Fi station?
What are the barriers to success for you? I mean, how does someone like you come away from the Aereo decision and rebuild?
So Aereo, the risks were understood. And I think in post-mortem, we all agreed where things were under our control, we executed beautifully. So you take a step back and say, okay, so what have you demonstrated? You can collect a team of people that can do something big under the hardest set of circumstances. You can build a product that consumers like. So that's all net positive. You lost a bunch of money. That's obviously a negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody sort of felt, whether you liked the answer or not, the way the answer was accomplished was just incorrect.
You still believe that?
I absolutely believe that, yeah. They definitely got it wrong.
Do you think this idea is as big and there's as much of a hunger for it as your last company?
Starry Internet? Yeah. I think probably greater. And I think globally, it's a really overall just a massive market.
Chet Kanoja is the founder and CEO of Starry. Chet, thank you for coming in and talking with us.
My pleasure.
By the way, I've been using a Starry station in my house for the last month or so. I wrote up a little review, which you can find at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.